This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we spend a fortune for healthcare in the U.S., too much, say critics, given the results. In recent years, the rise has been slowing, but a new report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services suggests prices are picking back up. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports that even with the uptick, these numbers suggest the nation is making some progress.
Cornell economist Sean Nicholson says he can see some good news tucked into this economic forecast.
We should take some solace that we're seeing 5% projected increases and not the historic 8 to 12% increases.
Those increases are what we saw in the 30 years running up to the recession. Over the next decade, we're talking on average 5.8%. So what's changed? Vanderbilt health economist Melinda Button says slow economic growth, higher insurance deductibles, and new incentives that pay doctors and hospitals for valuable care rather than volume all are at play.
What's going on is that all of these things together are combining to create a climate in which different types of decisions are being made by thousands of decision makers in the healthcare system.
Bunton says this slowdown has gone on long enough that she calls this a fundamental shift, a new era where spending is growing more slowly. At least, of course, as long as we keep trying to control it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.